What's poppin'? My name is Robin. My name is Jared, 19. Never fucking learned how to read.
Hello, my name is Big as Dick, as I'm here today with the Ladies Book Club of Downton Abbey.
Welcome back to Always Snowy in Buffalo. We're all either.
Wait.
And that is bringing us right back to Always Snowy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What is this voice?
I can't figure it out.
Get your fucking Androids and apples and bananas and pears.
We're recording this on an Apple, Jared. How do you feel about that?
As an
How do you
Android
feel about
user,
Apple's human rights
you're
abuses?
You're a traitor to your kind.
Against Apple the workers of the world, Jared!
Amazon is literally Apple, and Apple is literally Amazon.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Beth Jezos ruined me.
Jared became the wage slave.
He became his bitch.
I am a very large wage slave as we speak now. What did
what
did Lane say?
Ruin you.
Oh, no thanks.
Oh my goodness.
My intestines have already been rearranged from something else.
I can put them back.
Get me penis.
So, I'm going to bring up some listener topics.
Oh boy.
One of our listeners named Gay Peepee. No, it's not okay.
Gay Peepee returned.
I love Gay Peepee.
They want us to talk about incels.
What about them?
That's what I asked.
I think they like Reddit too much.
That's exactly what they brought up.
Some of them end up on 4chan, and then they become terrorists.
Yeah, and then they take away...
This is a scary world we live in.
Then they take away women's rights.
Have you ever seen the
that's
guys...
that's something we could talk about.
Nah. Misinput! We'll it was a misinput!
Misinput!
Let's save that for the political hour.
It was a misinput! Calm down!
There was this funny video I found on YouTube a few days ago. I think you should Google it. It's called How to Build a Bomb.
Thank Don't you very much for me.
No! Fuck? Get the incel out of here.
Oh, guys, that was Christian. He's here.
He's not actually an incel. I feel like we should clarify that.
I thought you were going to say he's not actually here.
I was like, are you sure?
Jared, you have not been sleeping enough. You have become a wage slave. They took away all of your sleep. You're working in 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. today, tonight, tomorrow. For the rest of time.
That's my brain right now. Oh, yeah. I'd
80 hours a week? How do you feel about that, Jared? Amazon? Not so bad now, huh?
I mean,
they unionized.
As of the last episode, I now work 3 fucking jobs now. And it's not horrible. It's just... You can tell I'm a bit burnt out right now.
You gotta leave soon, don't you?
I gotta get ready in an hour, yeah.
Eek.
Oh, yeah, the only reason I'm working 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. is because I work security at a place, and, yeah, and one of our people accidentally got scheduled for 24 hours because he was supposed to be working first shift, which is my normal shift, which is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then he was going to, then he took someone's other shift, so he was working a double, 16 hours, but little did he know. He was also scheduled for that 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So he was just like...
Absolutely tragic.
Wait. Because once you're on the schedule, you know, if you don't come in, you're kind of in trouble. And so someone needed to cover one of his shifts or else he'd probably fucking kill himself. And no one was willing to take his shift.
He would have gone insane and jumped off that's weird... like some bank that hides things. We won't talk more about it. I'm gonna
I don't really it's not really a bank. It's like they work with the bank, but I can't
like
really disclose a
shit.
Lot of information.
I personally am fully convinced that you are working for the KGB. I'm pretty sure you're working for the KGB. You're like not allowed to tell us anything, but you also don't know anything.
I haven't signed any
KGB does no one.
I haven't signed any NDAs yet. I haven't been cleared to guard the really guarded place.
Never mind.
No, I doesn't.
We haven't gotten into the secret chambers yet.
I'm not allowed.
They
to
will
yet.
Clear you soon.
But Jared could enter my chamber of secrets.
But basically, to sum it up, to sum it up, I don't have to worry about the Joker or Penguin breaking, and I have to worry about people like Franklin, Michael, and Trevor from GTA breaking in and mollywopping me.
I would just stay in the camera room, probably.
Oh, that's where I'm gonna be for 8 hours. I'm not even kidding.
At least you don't have to do anything. Maybe that's worse.
It's soul-sucking.
What if you see a ghost?
I fucking hope.
Jared, what if the animatronics start walking around? What will you do?
Will you live the life
if
of
Chico five wants to
make it to 7 a.m., Jared?
If Chico wants to fucking tear my asshole apart for the amount I'm being paid, maybe a little bit more money.
The question is, do you want her to?
Dude, Chico could sit on my face any day, literally.
Of course you himself.
Jesus Christ. But what I also do for my other job that I'm actually working tomorrow after my third shift, third shift being the 11 to 7, I am venue security at a concert venue, and basically I just check bags and watch people and listen to the music behind me. It's going to be 90 degrees out for a country show, so fuck!
Yeah.
I can't wait to see all the Trump supporters!
I am depressed.
Me too, buddy.
Can we talk about how Lane is currently playing Pokemon on a 3DS?
Dude, I'll get Sonic Rush out right
Man,
now.
Man, shut the fuck up. Okay, I'm doing a Pokemon Black Nuzlocke right now. Y'all know what a Nuzlocke
Pokemon,
is?
Pokemon, nigga.
Nuzlocke's
at fire as fuck.
Tell them what it is. So a Nuzlocke, right? It's normal Pokemon, except if a Pokemon faints, it's dead.
Why are you talking like you're from the hood? That's cultural appropriation. I'm canceling you. I'm canceling you.
Jared, I'm going to culturally appropriate your cock in
You're fucking canceled.
I've seen some YouTubers
Anyways.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Holly. She's still alive.
She's alive, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Oh, yeah. She had another long day. I also have a long day.
I do not. I'm gonna hate food after this.
Basically, last Friday, all the way up until this coming Sunday, I will have worked every single goddamn day in a row, totaling up to about 80 hours. No days off.
That is the American way, Jared.
American
and you
dream.
Should be proud to be a hard-working American.
I am.
80 hours a week, I think we should go to 100. Maybe 120. We need to be more productive in America.
I'm proud okay. to be you're proud American. Where at least I know I'm free.
No one is free. No one is free. Copyright, copyright, copyright. We're under
claim. Is that copyrighted? Is that not just a patriotic song?
I don't
probably,
fucking know.
It's probably copyrighted, but
yeah. Wait, this is America. What am I saying? Never mind. Take it back.
I mean,
the government will sue you for copyright infringement.
I know you brought up as a joke about me being proud about all the hours I'm working, but I'm proud of myself for more making it. Making through it.
Good for you, Jared. I'm proud of you.
But I don't want to do it again. I'd rather not, but...
You know what I'm extra proud of? I'm graduating tomorrow.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Lame. It means nothing. I get a little piece of paper that means that I no longer have to ask to take a shit.
Isn't it so freeing to take a shit whenever you want to?
Right? I could take one on this fucking table right now.
No,
take a
I
steamy
good.
Shit, Lane.
You know,
like a proud American.
Do you know how good it feels to be in college
this
and be
is...
like, I'm in class and I have to take a poop. I'm just going to get up and walk out and nobody's going to say shit.
This is deep fried.
I'm going to say shit.
I'm going to shit, but I'm not going to say shit.
At the place I do security at full time, I can't do anything unless someone takes my post.
Can you protect? Oof.
What
if you have to do something to protect, but you have to leave your post?
I think that's
like
different.
Like a movie.
Like, if someone's trying to break into an empty building,
Tom,
I think that's a bit different.
He would die.
Oh, boy.
Jared, did they not give you, like, one of those FNAF tablets so that you could, like, watch the cameras while taking a poo?
No, we weirdly...
Aren't you my superstar, Jared?
He is my superstar.
I have to close the door. Oh, yeah, I just got clearance to go around the building by myself, so I'm officially Officer...
You could just say Officer Jared.
Officer... Jared.
Officer Jared, I see someone took a steaming poop on my luggage.
My job is to observe and report.
What's your last name, Danger?
This is a chill podcast.
Do you have any stories that happened this week?
Stories this week.
Tommy, I know
one.
You have.
Somebody's
one.
Gonna just have to get me talking about something.
Tommy, you go first.
Okay, at work the other day, I got someone's number. and it was the first time that's ever happened to me, and I don't know how to feel about
it. So who's the lucky boy?
Oh, boy.
What's his name, Tom?
I'm not going to say their name, but I'm flattered that it happened. Like, I served, like, her and her parents for their anniversary.
Her, him?
And I always try to make my tables laugh to make a good tip, right? And
you,
like,
do have a good tip.
I was just going at this poor man. I'm trying to listen to a story.
But I...
There's a dog barking.
After they left, I was like, dang.
After they left, pause. Percy's barking.
Oh, yeah. It's probably Uri.
Anyway, I'm going to go take a shit.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about shit.
Being serious. He's leaving.
We have a live audience for the first time on Always Snowy in Buffalo!
We're coming at you with Always Snowy with a live studio audience. Can we get a cheer?
I thought. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, sweet.
Tommy, you're not the audience.
No,
you are.
I know, but, like, I'm proud of them.
I'm going to see if Holly is, like, available to be called.
Yeah. We can call Holly, have a call-in.
Oh, wait, yeah, that was the plan.
Wait,
I don't even think she's home.
I was still telling my story, but I guess never mind.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
What was your story? Oh, wait, we cut you off in the middle of your story before the door got open.
I know where I was.
Okay, something about the table.
They were leaving.
We're going to have to take a break, because guess what? We have our commercial.
Yeah.
Always Snowy, sponsored by Vegan Snacks.
Vegan Snacks.
Coming at you, where you're at.
Got no meat. My vegan snacks, they got no meat.
But it's something to eat! Yeah!
Powdered
cum. Something to eat without all that meat. Yeah, I'm vegan.
This is deep fried.
No dairy, yo, eggs!
I'm gonna...
Drop it four, sorry.
The motherfucking legs!
And the motherfucking chicken legs! Anyway.
Vegan snacks. Only at Always Snowy with code Big Balls.
Pig balls?
I big said big balls.
I heard pigs, pig
pigs
balls.
Have massive fucking balls, bro.
Anyway, so they left, and I remember it was a really cute girl, and I just try not to think of that while I'm at work. So when
you don't want to be hiding a boner while I'm carrying plates of pasta.
Oh my god! I didn't say where I worked, buddy.
We'll give you your pasta.
Everyone knows you work at a restaurant.
So I looked at the table, and I was looking at see if there was a tip on the table, because I always have to check.
Oh, the tip?
I had to look
for
the tip.
Sorry, I'll stop.
I had
Someone
to find
needs
it.
To do Holly's
The tip
job.
Is very hard to find. But anyway, I picked up the thing on the table, and I saw a note that said Tommy. And I was like, oh no. Is this like oh, you did great note from the parents or something? And so I opened up the receipt.
Wait, did she keep it to write on it?
I just said my name. That's all I knew.
That's all you knew was your name?
I didn't even think about, like, it possibly being a note. I was like, "What? Okay, you gave me your receipt." And then I closed it back up, and then after a while, I looked at it again. I opened it up, and it had a cute little note that had a phone number on it, and I had no idea how to react to
that. What was that phone number? What was the phone number, Tommy? What's the phone number?
It was 855-999-6666. Nine.
It's not the actual phone.
Nice.
Better not be. I'm bleeping all of that. I don't know. Don't call a number.
Yes, that's totally
it's
a number.
President Obama's phone. No, it's former President Obama's
it's
phone number.
420-6969-6969.
That's Michelle Obama's
I'm gonna
contact.
Call that.
That's Michelle Obama's number.
I do know one number we could call, though.
What?
Holly?
I don't know if she's home.
Wait, I do have a little
we
more.
We can still call her.
No, we're not doing that.
I got a little more to the story, though. So, I am very friendly with all my... like coworkers, like we have like a whole group that we even hang out after, like outside of work. And I showed people, and they were like, "Ooh!" And they all told me to text the number like right away.
Yes.
And my social anxiety cannot handle that. I was like, I don't know what to say. I'm still at work. I gotta drive home. Why leave me your number? I'm a little confused. It never happens to me. And I just, you know, I started telling people, I was like, isn't there like a 3 days rule before you like text a number?
Those rules are bullshit. Those are made by insecure people. At Tommy.
I was just talking about it. I was definitely going to text the number. I'm not that, like, puny. I just didn't know what to say.
Oh, my Siri's on. It got all that. Holy shit.
Siri, what are your thoughts about this interesting development in Tom's love life? Do you think he'll get married? Do you think maybe it goes nowhere? Do you think Tom didn't actually text her? He whipped out. Or do you think that you, Siri, want this woman for yourself?
I just met her.
I'm waiting on Siri's reply.
I just met her, so I didn't really think of it too much. That's why I'm just like, I did text him, and all I did was say hi. And then later after that, we kind of like found some stuff. We were just talking now. Yeah.
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 I dropped my popsicle. Ari dropped the popsicle. Let's talk about...
Sorry. You dropped the popsicle? I'm supposed to eat it. You're going to eat that floor popsicle?
You should probably clean the floor.
No, somebody just that, died
that,
above us.
Jared, you understand. That's leftovers.
Oh, yeah. You can lick that up later.
Just lick it up later.
Oh, yeah. There's another listener topic that I got.
Oh, what's the listener's name?
I'm in a group chat with a lot of people. I don't really know all of their names. They want us.
Well, what is it, Jared?
Come on, give me a juicy name to write in my death note.
Lane is back from the poo-poo.
I want to write in my
Lane, how did it go? How was your shit?
Did you shit well?
Nah. Did you hop in the IHOP?
In case you didn't hear me, the storm has been a-brewing. I took a fat shit. Cool.
Did you guys know that there are vibrators at Rite Aid? Because that's what we recently discovered together.
The fact that you guys only just found out.
The ghost of women's rights past.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Literally true.
Oh, my God.
Shit's fucked.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't even know how to respond.
Okay, about that. Okay, side point. I don't feel like violence is ever the answer, but, like, if someone wants to go and, like, punch Clarence Thomas, violence. I'm endorsing violence right now.
Don't care. Don't care. He's taken away the right to sodomy. He wants to get rid of the right to sodomy. I shit you not.
Jake, did you just eat the floor popsicle?
Yeah, he did, baby.
This is supposed to be a funny, it's cool my podcast. Floor.
Jake ate the floor popsicle.
Yeah, but he's trying to take away the right to get pegged. Oh, that's not okay.
Somebody needs to touch Clarence Thomas's prostate, please. Jesus. This man really needs
Clarence
to experience
Thomas needs
that.
A prostate massage. I agree.
Somebody needs to tickle his butthole, baby.
God, when he erased the wrong
said
rights
that a little
for humanity.
Too well, buddy.
There was a
misinput. Wrong one.
Where were they gonna go in his dick hole? Maybe he's into that. That's not illegal, right?
It's pronounced the pee hole.
Can we talk about that?
That's called sounding.
Oh, there you go. I forgot what it was called.
Or if you use a pretzel stick, bunging the boost.
Did you know that the urethra for a male is rifled? So you can, like, shoot the intro to James Bond.
Have you never noticed
dick.
That your pee comes out in, like, a
spinning motion? Well, yeah, that's because your urethra is rifled. Whoa. Like a gun. Cum shot.
That's just a fact.
Like
that's
your
why
dad
it's...
tries to teach you how to throw a football. But, like,
oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
No one
I have a weird kind of funny story.
Speak, Thompson.
I remember when I was a kid.
Speak
I took,
into
like,
the mic,
the
Thompson.
Longest piss ever at like 3 a.m. I don't know why. I was fucking like 8 years old. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night for the first time ever, and having to take like a huge piss, and it taking literally 2 minutes to piss. I remember taking 2 minutes to piss as a kid. I've never
Are
pissed
you
that,
okay, Tom?
I've never pissed
you know
that
what's
long
interesting?
In my life ever again.
I recently found out that as you grow older, time progresses quicker. So people who are in their 70s, like, the years go actually by very quick. So the
That's happening
older
to me
you
already.
Get,
what the fuck?
The older you get, the less time your piss takes in terms of your brain, because your brain just thinks it's
Wait.
Going fast.
So no, I have
so in relish in the piss okay. when
Christian,
you can.
Christian, I disagree.
What?
I disagree. Here's the thing. Old people take much longer to piss. You've noticed that, right? Old people tend to take a lot longer to piss.
But they think it's the same amount of time.
They think so. Their pisses never get.
They think it's the same amount of time.
So their
pisses
never get
30 seconds, but they're in there for 60
minutes. In their mind, it's the same amount of
time. Old people are so slow.
So relish your piss as always.
Holy shit.
You don't have to relish them when you're young.
Am I already that old?
Nice long piss doesn't go away when you're old.
Old people are so slow because it's kind of like if you enter the event horizon for a black hole. Time's just different. So old people are just always constantly like on the verge of going inside a black hole.
How the fuck did I get this conversation going with that story?
Wait, quick question. Do you guys aim?
Hell yeah.
Okay, because here's the thing. I recently discovered that, like, when if you don't aim, it, like, feels a lot better.
What? I'm not trying to come from pissing.
Wait,
bro.
What? Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait. I know exactly what that feeling
like
is.
Like, when you piss in a urinal, it feels way better because...
Do you ever have the song Free Falling playing in your brain when you do that?
Wait, when you pee? Yeah,
so when you true. Pee without aiming, like you don't touch it.
No, I just,
you just drop trowel.
I just
and
go.
And you piss. No. Do you ever have the song Free Falling playing in your brain
no.
when you're doing it?
No. What is wrong? No.
I'm a music
Why?
Major.
Okay. No.
Sometimes
I have Free Falling playing in my brain when I fast shit.
Yeah, I like orient my hips like 2 feet away from the toilet and I just like point upwards so that it'll like arch over into the what? Toilet
you
and
gotta
try
create
to make
a
little
arc.
Line.
A dove could fly through it. It's like a wedding.
Like a rainbow. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, y'all.
Jake.
Yes.
Tell a story.
Tell a story?
Yes.
I'm not cognizant enough to tell a story right now.
Tell a story.
It would end up being fictional.
Tell us a
story. Yeah.
Que pasa?
Why don't you tell a story?
Cake pasta.
I did, twice.
I have a story.
Christian has a story.
Christian, tell me the story.
So last week.
You're such a hipster right now.
Wow, thank you.
Tell a story.
Last week, Drake dropped a new album by surprise. Has anyone here listened to it?
Oh, I heard it sucks.
I have never listened
to
Drake.
It is so fucking bad.
I don't listen
like,
to Cake.
Unironically, one of the worst albums I've ever heard in my life.
I've been seeing a lot on Instagram because that's where I find my Facebook mom memes. And
what?
I just see people so mad at Drake, and people at work keep telling me that Drake sucks right now.
Literally, it's so bad. I'll tell you, my favorite song from the album, which is, by the way, the worst song, there's a song on the album called Currents, which has this beat where there's a squeaky bed noise throughout the entirety of the four-minute song. So imagine for 4 minutes... For
That's
fucking
a
4 minutes.
Bite.
That is literally actually one of the songs in the album. And like it has like millions of streams right now because anybody will listen to what Drake does because he's a popular artist. So that means he can just phone it in anytime he wants and make millions of dollars. Like it's fucking crazy.
That's why I don't listen to Drake.
Yeah. It's called Honestly Nevermind, which is exactly what I thought after I listened to it. I was like, honestly, I'm never going to listen to this fucking album again because it was really bad.
Oh, shit. He burned himself.
I typically don't follow like any popular artist that's like on like. Hollywood or anything like that.
There's like some that are cool though.
Yeah, some.
Like I've like one like Harry Styles is like the only one that's like,
I just don't go on social media enough to care about him.
You don't follow Billy?
I mean, I do, but I don't really
I've heard of that.
Life about it.
That one time Drake put hot sauce in a condom and a girl tried to put it in her because she wanted to have his babies and get child support.
I remember
she's like,
reading
my pussy's
about
a fucking fire.
He what?
She tried to use the sperm in the condom.
To impregnate herself
with his sperm.
So
you
put
get
hot
that
sauce
money.
On it so she couldn't?
Yes.
Yes.
She took it out of the garbage and put it in her no man's land.
He does it on purpose because it happens
a
lot.
He left
it happens a lot. It happens all the time, apparently, so he's prepared.
Yeah, you could get a fuck ton of money out of that.
Yes.
I understand that.
Now
he's some rich dude.
She tried to sue, I think.
What else he could do? Get a fucking vasectomy.
Literally.
I was thinking about getting one when I was getting my emergency surgery, but I was like, nah, I'll hold off.
Do you guys remember that song that came out last year where Drake called himself a lesbian because he likes women?
Oh, shit. That's what that came from?
Girl, me too.
Every guy thinks that.
You're fucking canceled.
Oh.
I think we're all, especially Jake and I, a little burnt.
I'm burned too.
Oh yeah, Daisy's here. Daisy, say hi.
Daisy, say hi.
I'm eating a cookie.
Thank you, Daisy.
Got a cookie.
As
guys,
am I.
Guys, Daisy has
very
got
cool.
a cookie. Let's go! Woo! Oh, baby! Daisy's yeah. got a cookie!
I'm gonna say the N-word.
This cookie reminds me of a crunchy asshole.
I think that might be it for the episode.
I have work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Then I have work 4:15 to midnight.
It's
been,
if you want. If you want, I could just riff
it's
more.
It's 9:47. We can still get ice cream.
Yo, holy fuck. Do you guys want
to
run?
You guys are not going to ruin the lives of a poor Dairy Queen worker making $13.20 an hour.
Okay, we can
Hey, it's 13:25 now.
Pro workers.
Hey, they make 15.
Leave a like, comment, favorite, subscribe, suck a dick, eat an ass, jiggle some booty cheeks.
Oh yeah.
God damn right.
Together.
And with that,
together.
We forgot to talk about Anal Wednesdays.
No, Anal Wednesdays. Fuck.
It's time for Lane's segment, What's in My Butt Today?
What's in your butt today?
Welcome to the brand new segment, What's in Lane's Butt?
Lane, what's in Lane's butt today?
What is in your ass right now?
IHOP. I ate Five Guys for lunch and then IHOP
you
for dinner.
You ate five men?
Could you say that if you pooped so hard that you would hop in the toilet? Like it was like a, I don't know, like you just...
Points for effort.